Despite its relatively homogeneous environment, the fauna of the protected area is especially rich. There are around 260 species of vertebrates alone, and of these just under 180 are birds. These account for around a third of the Italian total. They comprise birds which nest here and species which pass through the park as they migrate or spend the winter here. The area and #8217 mammals are equally varied. There is a grand total of 62 mammal species, around half of the country and #8217 total. At your current altitude, climatic conditions are extreme with winter temperatures well below minus 20 and sometimes even minus 30. There is almost always wind, which can sometimes reach speeds of 50 km per hour. Snow builds up to several meters in thickness and can remain on the ground for as much as 10 to 11 months a year. All this makes life very complicated for animals. Many have adopted strategies which help them to protect themselves from the worst conditions. Some resort to hibernation, like amphibians such as the common frog or reptiles such as adders and marmots, which are so common in these meadows. Many birds migrate to warmer climes, and others, together with some mammals, move to lower altitudes, undertaking the so-called seasonal altitude migration. This is the case, for example, of rock partridges and chamois. There are very few entirely sedentary species which live here all year around. These include ptarmigans, ermines and the park's great birds of prey, golden eagles and bearded vultures. To survive up here, they have had to adapt in unusual ways. This is the case of the transformist species, who are ultra-specialized in living at high altitudes, ptarmigans, white hares and ermines. As the background color here changes with the seasons, from brown-green in summer to white in winter, these potential prey of some efficient predatory animals such as golden eagles blend into the color of the seasons to make themselves less visible. With the first snows, these animals turn from brown to white and, in spring, when the snow melts, they change back again, from white to brown. This transformation takes place during molting, i.e. when feathers and fur are replaced, twice a year. Feathers and fur are replaced in the space of a week with new ones of the same color as the environment over the coming period. Thus, camouflaging is always guaranteed. Winter coats are also thicker than summer ones. In actual fact, it is a thicker layer of air trapped in the fur or plumage which insulates. Ptarmigans are extremely good at regulating this layer. On cold days, they swell their feathers into a ball and thus increase the quantity of protective air imprisoned between the feathers even further. Our mountain experts also have snowshoes. Ptarmigans have feathered feet and legs, something which is very rare in birds. White hare have much thicker foot fur in winter than in summer. In this way, they increase their insulation from the cold snow and also their support on it, making it less difficult to move around. During the war, the route you are on did not exist, as this slope was exposed to direct Austrian fire. However, the dense network of roads, mule tracks and high-position footpaths which were built to supply the troops and artillery scattered across the ridges are visible. In particular, southwards, on the right bank of the Braglio Valley, you can see the road which climbs up in the direction of Mount Radisca from a starting point a few centimetres before the Three Cantoniere at the same point as the road to Ries di Scorlazzo on the opposite side. A little northwards, the little cemetery built in the first months of the war to bury the dead from this part of the front is visible and, on the opposite side of the road, a little ossuary built in the 1930s.